Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Here in the Vatican, for the 20th year in a row, the Apostolic Penitentiary is offering a course on the Sacrament of Reconciliation for seminarians and new priests. Philip Hitchens speaks to the Major Penitentiary, Cardinal Francis James Stafford, and begins by asking him about the concern for this area of ministry.
It represents an eclipse, at least partial eclipse, of the whole experience of sin. And of course, that's a fundamental malady within the Church that claims that our very existence is dependent upon God giving us the power to save from sin, to be converted from sin. So how do we deal with the mystery of a church established to, based upon the saving death of Jesus Christ, that is, Christ saved us from sin by his death upon the cross, his obedience to the Father on the cross, and still remain the church founded by Christ? What is required, I believe, is a renewed catechesis in what we believe sin to be. It is not primarily sin. To believe in sin is not primarily an offense against the law. It is an offense against a person. It is an offense against other human beings, and through them an offense against God, the person of God, our Creator and our Redeemer. So we need to recapture in our catechesis that sin is an offense against persons, and above all against the person, the goodness, the truth, the beauty of the Trinitarian God, who has shown his foolish love for us, as Paul would say, by handing over his only Son to reveal the depth of his goodness and of his love. In some way, we have to recapture in our own personal lives the meaning of what it means to have the awareness that is beyond all understanding that we are being forgiven. Now, in this immense crisis that we're facing today economically, increasingly we're seeing that the crisis is not fundamentally economic, but a crisis of trust in others and of the abuse of trust that our financial leaders have practiced over the past years. How do we deal with this immense mystery of iniquity, mysterium iniquitatis? Paul speaks of it in his epistles. That is done by concrete men and women against other concrete men and women. We all participate in that guilt. How do we deal with that? So the challenge is to acknowledge our personal responsibility for the way in which we've offended others, whether that is through economic exploitation or sexual exploitation, by preying upon women or men or children in our sexuality, and to acknowledge our guilt, but to go beyond that, to know that through Christ we are in the process of being forgiven if and only if we are willing to accept it. And that's the only condition.
So you're offering this very challenging and yet very contemporary training course for young priests today. What is it, do you think, the particular quality or skill in a man that makes him a good confessor, able to put across these very complex ideas to people in the confessional?
We're celebrating this year the 150th anniversary of one of the greatest confessors of our time, that is the Curia of Ars, a man who was born in the midst of the French Revolution, of the European continental enlightenment, a man who never lost the holy simplicity of what it means to believe in divine pardon for himself and for others. There is a beautiful prayer that he has said that each of us priests should know. It goes something like this. I love you, my God, and my only desire is to love you with every breath until the very ultimate breath of my life. He continued in his prayer, I love you, my most loving God, my most lovable God, and I would prefer rather to die loving you than to live without loving you. And finally he says, I love you, my Lord, and my only request is that I might be able to love you eternally. And if my heart is not able to say in every moment of my life that I love you, I want my heart then to speak to you through every breath that I take during my life. So first of all, a priest must know that he is loved by God and that he loves God, that he returns that love. And he must know it in his gut, as St. John Vianney did. That means that he must practice confession himself. That is, he actually confesses regularly his own sins. St. Peter Damian has a very beautiful teaching on that, where he said about regular, frequent confession, it's like a field, furrowing a field, or harrowing our half acre. We have to continue to dig up the soil of our lives in order to deal with the weeds that come there on a regular basis. I can say personally that regular confession is one of the most important means of my growth in my awareness of the evil of sin, the mysterium iniquitatis, the mystery of iniquity, but even more importantly, that I've grown in my awareness of the immense love that God has for us. So the second element in a priest's or seminarian's role as a confessor is to practice confession himself, confess his own sins on a regular basis. Thirdly, as the Curia of Ars knew his people well, the priest must know his people well. He visited their homes. He visited the place of their work. He knew the sources of their loves and of their hatreds and of their envies. And he was able, through his wonderful sense of humor, to call the people to a sense of his own humanity. That is, he understood them because he was one of them, and he had become one with their lives in all of their joys and in sorrows. A priest should know his people, both in their families and in their work. So those are the conditions of a good confessor.
You were listening there to the Major Penitentiary of the Vatican's Apostolic Penitentiary, Cardinal Francis James Stafford. Our thanks go to him, and indeed to Philippa Hitchin. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.